In the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, humanity began a quest for a one-word treasure, vaccine. The entire world sought an antidote that would trigger each human body to build a defense against the ravages of this virus. The journey has involved dozens of pharmaceutical companies plowing through billions of dollars to fund many hours of research by thousands of scientists. The search for a vaccine was fueled by the desire to destroy the curse of this virus and restore life to relationships severed by the virus's spread. We know life is not meant to be lived under these conditions. For many months, we looked forward to anything that would stop the spread of the disease, fear, and death. Now that we have the vaccine, there's some doubt as to whether it even works as advertised. We can be sure of the cure for sin, though. This plague is a snapshot of the broken condition created by mankind's sin, a part of our fallen condition that tears us away from one another, or from the one who treasures us. We know life is not meant to be lived under these sinful conditions. We know the rebellion of sin can't be reversed with a pill. Sin introduces a death that cannot be prevented by an injection. Peter explained what God did to reverse the effect of our sinful rebellion. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, "For to this you were called, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving an example for you to follow in his steps. He committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. When he was maligned, he did not answer back. When he suffered, he threatened no retaliation, but committed himself to judge who judges justly, to God who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we may cease from sinning and live for righteousness. By his wounds you were healed, for you were going astray like sheep, but now you have turned back to the shepherd and the guardian of your souls. We eat and drink during the communion to remind us there is no medicine that can truly heal what ails us. The vaccine for our rebellion and brokenness is the crucified body of Christ. The condition of evil attacking every person's heart can be cured only by the blood shed on Jesus' cross. Take this time of gathering around the table to celebrate God's plan to bring healing to every Christian." Our Father and great God in heaven, we come before you now, Father, thanking you for your Son, remembering what he did for us on that cross, knowing that he's the only cure we have for what truly ails us for eternity. It doesn't matter what ails us on this earth, Father, whether it be a pandemic or whether it be cancer or whether it be any affliction that we have on this earth. We know that that's just something we need to suffer for a short time. But sin, if not cured, affects us for eternity. We thank you for that cure in your Son. We thank you for his death on the cross. We thank you for his willingness to do that for us because he loved us that much. We thank you for the love that you had in sending him. We thank you for this cure for sin. In Jesus' name I pray.